We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Little Madonna, start out our Monday show, Little Madonna.
And the National Women's Day.
All female artists today, Solana?
I think that's my plan, yeah.
All right. Madonna. Madge. They call her Madge.
That's an ugly name.
Isn't it?
You were joking.
Not a lot of Madges. Mad. No. Yeah. Yeah, her
really?
Nickname is Madge. Yep.
Oh. Oh. She fits it now. Back in the day, she didn't.
Happy Women's Day, everybody.
Yeah. Sorry, Madge. I was joking.
You watch the any All-Star game, NBA All-Star game, 3-point competition, slam dunk, anything?
Yeah, I tried to watch a slam dunk. I couldn't.
That was painful.
That was bad. I've never heard of those guys before in my life.
Yeah, that was painful. That was and they were doing dunks that you would see at the a college intramural game.
I think I've seen Solana and Chris Whittingham do those dunks at the JCC. Like, get out of here. The game was good, though. I enjoyed the second half of the game.
The game didn't do much for me. I really love the three-point competition. That is, I think that has replaced my my favorite. You know, it used to be the slam dunk competition every year. And we still watch it. Like, that's, me, my wife, my son. We've been sitting down. Usually it would be a Saturday night on TNT, but just love the slam dunk competition for so many years, and it's waned in recent years, but that three-point competition came down to the final shot with Steph. Like, it was, I thought it was fun. I didn't see the skills competition. I turned on too late for the skills competition, but did you see, Solana? Did you watch any of it? Did it appeal to you at all?
Yeah, I watched most of it, actually, yesterday, and you guys are right, the dunk contest, it almost felt as if the three players involved just wanted to get it over with as well. Like, they just wanted it to be done. They had no interest in the dunk contest.
Yeah, they didn't. They obviously didn't put any major thought into it. The little dude jumped up and grabbed the ball off the little mini hoop or whatever.
I
tried to kiss the rim. That was kind of clever, I guess. But it just didn't do anything for me. It was nothing special. There was nothing spectacular. So I could have done without that. 3-point competition, though, I thought was really fun. And my guy Zion, I have to say it, but my guy Zion stunk in the part of the All-Star game that I watched him. I mean, I think he missed 7 dunks in the first 3 minutes.
Yeah, he's special. But the thing, the dunk contest, when the dude tried to kiss the rim, I forgot who did it, but there was a guy that blew a candle out of a cupcake already.
Oh, I remember that.
Gerald Green, I think.
Yeah.
So now you're going to kiss it. This dude blew out a candle on a cupcake sitting on the back of the rim. They might be running out of dunks for the dunk contest.
Right. Or, like, put a mask on. But hang a mask off the rim, and then by the time you come down from the dunk, like, make it COVID related, because you really shouldn't be kissing the rim during COVID. We're trying to be socially distant. Make it more COVID related. I don't know. You dunk a Lysol can. I don't know. I know at the beginning of the pandemic, it was about 1 year ago, I walked around the radio station with a Lysol can. It never left my hand.
Mark, if a dude jumps up, dunks the ball, grabs a mask, and puts it on before he hits the ground, that's impressive.
Right?
If a dude dunks a Lysol can, I don't know if that's impressive.
But I think we would all agree that you know, we go, hey, the dunk competition had to change this year because of COVID. And so he dunked a Lysol can, and he gets extra points for that. I don't know. Something was lacking for sure.
Yeah.
We have a loaded potato for you today on this Monday. Our friend Nat Moore is going to join us. And I'm sure a lot of people read over the weekend what he was honored with on Friday. You were there. And Steve Goldstein is going to join us, Panthers play-by-play guy. And Adam Beasley covers the Dolphins for the Miami Herald. NFL free agency starts next week. This is a loaded potato. Have to talk a little bit about Coming to America and some other nonsense. So you're going to get 4 hours worth of entertainment today. I'm guaranteeing you that. 4 hours worth of entertainment. We're going to be more entertaining than the slam dunk competition at a halftime. But we will start with our own Obi Toppin, Alejandro Solana, in headlines.
I liked the, by the way, I liked the All-Star game itself, but I was very disappointed with the ending. After Damian Lillard shot, Giannis Antetokounmpo was being presented the All-Star trophy yesterday. He went 16 of 16. Adam Silver, though, not providing us the content we all really wanted to hear.
Our Kobe Bryant MVP award tonight goes to Giannis Antetokounmpo.
He nailed it.
Yeah, it was a little quick on the double T there. Antetokounmpo. The more exactly. Slow Antetokounmpo.
Our Kobe Bryant MVP award tonight goes to Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Somebody texts in, they should have had someone dunk over two people that were 6 feet apart, you know, in honor of COVID. You know, he had the people, I forget who it was, I think it was Obi Toppin, had the two, his dad and someone else, like, lined up right next to each other. They should have been 6 feet apart.
That's actually clever. I like the mask on, and I like the 6 foot distancing.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you, man,
you come up with some damn ideas that are
Someone should
good.
Have worn my Fauci socks. Do something.
Oh,
anything.
Go back. Fauci socks and Lysol cans, huh?
Do something.
About 50-50 today.
All right, go ahead, Solana. What you got?
The Florida Panthers, they lost yesterday 4-2 to Carolina. Seems like it's the only team in the NHL that can beat the Florida Panthers.
Boy, they have trouble with the Carolina Hurricanes. It really is crazy. I don't know why I keep betting on them to beat the Carolina Hurricanes.
Maybe next time we keep betting.
Yeah.
They did beat Nashville Saturday 6-2. They'll play the Blue
Noel
Jackets.
Noel Achari had the big hat trick. Yeah. All that guy does is put up hat tricks.
Yeah. They'll play the Blue Jackets tomorrow, 7 p.m.
All right.
The Marlins, they were beating up on the St. Louis Cardinals today. It was a 1:05 p.m. first pitch. They scored 4 runs in the first inning. Koopa Loop getting the Marlins
Koopa
on the board,
Loop.
I think.
It's our guy. Yeah. All right, we think.
I think.
What kind of headline is that?
I remember seeing a tweet about Koopa Loop, but I don't have it in front of me. So I just want to preface it by saying I think.
All right. Well, if that gets you out of anything, I think OAN and Newsmax, they finally got their out with these voting machines. I think. I don't know.
Protect yourself.
Somebody texts in, I can't wait for Hawk to troll everyone with his Coming to America take. Buckle up. I'm not trolling. I'll give you my real opinion on it. Have you watched it yet?
Yes, I watched it twice.
You watched it? Okay, so did you watch it, Solana?
I did not yet. I have not watched
All right,
it.
Nobody give it away. Nobody give away what their opinions are. We'll get to it.
Gotcha.
Marlins right now, bottom of the second inning. They are leading the Cardinals 4-3. Sticking with baseball, Canes baseball, they beat NC State 6-4 yesterday. They took 2 of 3 to win that series in North Carolina. They host FAU tomorrow, 6 p.m. from Alex Rodriguez Park.
All right, very good.
And Canes hoops, they beat Boston College Friday 80-76, their final regular season game. They're now ranked 13th in the ACC tournament out of 15 teams. Their first round game versus 12th seed Pitt is tomorrow. It's a 2 p.m. tip-off.
Yeah, that's a 2 p.m. game, which means if you want to listen to us tomorrow, we're going to be on 790 The Ticket only. And if you want to hear the Canes ACC tournament game, you will be able to listen to that on 560 The Joe. Pregame will start at 1:30. And I'm guessing we have to bet that game tomorrow so we can start watching it at 2 o'clock on 790 and, you know, have a little action on the game.
The way your mind works puzzles me, but yes, I'm down because I know I don't have
sometimes
an option.
Sometimes you just got to stop questioning it. And just say, well, that's the way his mind works. Don't let it puzzle you. Just go, that's the way his mind works.
I'm down.
Blake Griffin, he joined the Brooklyn Nets yesterday.
Block A.
That's just soft.
I mean, he wants to get a ring, and so that's probably the best. It's probably the best route to take. So
it's an amazing route. But just come on, Blake. I don't know. I don't like it.
I saw a tweet from one of the sports books that Blake Griffin joining the Nets did not improve their odds or worsen their odds, but it did nothing.
Yeah, I mean, how could it? Should it?
If he was dogging it, because I forgot who we talked 2 weeks ago, and I was like, when they were talking about Blake to the Heat, and I was like, Blake looks terrible right now. Is he just, you know, he doesn't want to be in Detroit, or is he not a good basketball player anymore? And they were like, he might be trying to get out, or he might just be old. So we'll see, but I wouldn't think he moved the line. Yeah,
Saying to Solana, you weren't here Friday, but I was saying to Solana on Friday when the rumor came out that he was going to Brooklyn, like, if he gives you 8 or 9 quality minutes a game – like in Detroit, he needed to be a centerpiece. On Brooklyn, boy, a guy like that coming off the bench, if he can give you some fire for 8, 9, 10 minutes, what a great addition.
Yeah, to that point, yes. If he still has it, though, Hawk. Yeah, and look, to be honest, I know he can't give you 35 anymore. He's just old. But, yeah, cause, like you're saying, a little spark.
Right.
If there's a lull in the offense, hey, Blake, go take over for a little bit, let KD get a rest, I'm with you. But, I still don't think it takes up the odds, but I'm with you with the little off-the-bench excitement of that veteran.
The Miami Heat, they're back on the court Thursday. They'll host Orlando and Inter Miami. Their training camp opened today. Plus, they inked a new 3-year deal for Lewis Morgan. He led the team in goals and assists last season. Finally, guys, Bryson DeChambeau. He won the Arnold Palmer Invitational, finished 1 under on Sunday, finished 11 under for the tournament. He had a 380-foot drive at the Arnold Palmer. Wow. It was amazing.
All right. Anything else?
Our weather from the Exergen Weather Center right now, 75 degrees, mostly sunny right now in South Florida. Another beautiful afternoon ahead of us. That is your weather.
All right. There you go.
I've gone 327 before. Y'all trying to kiss the Chambos butt.
But, I mean, like, straight and down the fairway?
Yeah, I have a trophy at the house, longest drive in some damn tournament. 327, yeah.
See, a guy like you, you strike me as, man, you can just hack one out there. But you can't be accurate and a long driver. That seems like it would be impossible.
Oh, I hit the ball as hard as I possibly can every time I line up. And then on this one hole out of the 116 tournaments I played in that year, I caught it nasty, and went out there and got 327.
There you go.
I'll try to find the damn trophy.
There you go. All right, Loaded Potato today. Steve Goldstein, Goldie, going to join us next. We can talk some Coming to America with him. Maybe he's seen it. We can talk some Panthers, of course, NBA All-Star Game. We'll run the gamut. Goldie here in a moment.
For over 42 years, J&K Roofing has been South Florida's premier roofing company, fixing, replacing, and restoring roofs here in South Florida. And to be on top for over 42 years, you gotta do it right. All they say is what they want to give their customers is quality service, safety, and health. And as a customer myself, I want quality service, safety, and health. And J&K is the best. They practice social distancing, the safe part, social distancing to keep you and their workers safe. But in most cases, they don't have to come in your home or office to put a new beautiful roof on your home or replace an existing one. And they have some financing offers right now through Y-Green that will blow your mind. So you got to call J&K with any residential or commercial. house, your job, wherever you need that roofing issue fixed, J&K will help you. Big jobs, little jobs, there is nothing too big, nothing too small. And the reason they're on top also is those highly skilled workers, experts in installing new roofs and repairing existing ones, and they're going to bring the best material. Shingle, metal, tile, gravel, clay barrel, terracotta, whatever you got up there, they have the best material and highly skilled workers that are going to be on time, which is big to me. You can't beat J&K, and we're in South Florida now. Come on. You don't know when it's going to rain. It rained this whole weekend. You don't know when, you know, hurricane season's coming. You just don't want to have roofing issues in South Florida. That's why I'm telling you to give J&K Roofing a call today at 954-961-9879. That's 954-961-9879 for all your roofing needs. Call J&K Roofing, and J&K Roofing knows we're all in this thing together.
All right, we'll do a quick break here. Come back with Goldie on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
Chocolate chip, peanut butter, cookie dough. Scoop, there it is.
Hock and Crowder.
Janet Jackson, International Women's Day.
Go, lady.
You ever see her in concert, Crowder?
No, I've never seen her in concert.
Great show.
Well,
I saw
you know
her,
what?
I mean, years ago.
No, because the Super Bowl with Justin Timberlake. Does that count?
Ah, yes. Well, I mean, it was certainly memorable.
I've seen a lot of her in concert. Let's say that.
All right. Happy International Women's Day.
Sorry, Janet. I was playing around.
All right. Let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Steve Goldstein, Goldie, television play-by-play man for the Florida Panthers on Fox Sports Florida. You also see him doing sports on CBS4 here in Miami. Panthers lost yesterday. They're in Columbus tomorrow. Before I get to Panthers stuff, though, Goldie, did you watch any of the NBA All-Star game last night? I know the Panthers game ended during, like, the three-point contest. So did you watch? So I'm imagining you couldn't watch the skills contest or the three-point. But did you watch or did you have any interest in the NBA All-Star game?
You know, I totally actually forgot about it. I didn't realize it was already March 7th because I think that was the day of the game. I guess yesterday was March 7th. So, no, I actually was so focused on the hockey and then did a thing for CBS after the game. And it was the, you know, second, it was the back-to-back for the Panthers. So when I came home, I really didn't even think about it. I was sportsed out. I just didn't even turn the TV on.
So that means you did not turn on CBS, your own station, to watch the Prince Harry, Meghan Markle, Oprah interview.
No, no. I'm one of the few people. I have zero interest in the royal family, and it's always been like that. I don't know why. It's just I've never been. I know a lot of people in our country are fascinated by it. I've never been like that. I really don't have any interest in what goes on personally with the people, you know, that are involved in the royal family. No.
And Goldie, quickly back to the NBA All-Star game. I know you love sports, man. You cover sports. You love sports. Talk about sports. For you not to watch it, the NBA has to do something. Can they make guys participate? Because I don't know if you saw the dunk contest where a bunch of high schoolers doing dunks that I see Solana do in the JCC.
Yeah, I don't know what they can do with that. You know, I think, look, when I was growing up, I mean, you never missed it. I mean, the baseball All-Star game was like the biggest day of the year because, you know, you got to see the other league and it was so big. And the NBA All-Star game was like that too. You know, when I was, you know, teenager and younger, you know, in the 80s, I mean, there was never a doubt at the NBA All-Star game that Magic and Larry and, you know, Kareem, I mean, they were all playing. It wasn't even a debate that would a guy go or not. I remember when Michael Jordan went for the first time, and then in the 90s when Kobe went for the first time, it wasn't even a question mark because those guys wanted to go. So I don't know what they can do. I also think with all these All-Star games, you know, every single game in every sport is on TV now. We could watch anything, anytime. And I just don't think the All-Star games, you know, in general are as big of a deal as they used to be for that reason. The actual game. Now, I still enjoy all the fanfare and all the stuff around it, especially if I'm able to go once in a blue moon. I've got a chance, you know, NBA, NHL. You know, when the baseball one was here, it's fun. So I don't know what their answer is. I really don't. But, no, they can't make guys go. I don't think they can.
I think the NHL does a really good all-star. Not necessarily the game. It's the way that I feel about the NBA. The game itself is secondary to me. I love the skills competition. I love all that stuff. I love watching the the stars compete, you know, on the fastest shot and all that stuff. I think they do a good job. Is there an NHL all-star break this year? I don't even know.
No, it was supposed, the game was supposed to be here in January.
I remember.
So I'm hoping, so, yeah, so no break. So I'm assuming they'll push it to next year. I'm not sure if they awarded it to somebody else. If they did, and they'd probably delay it another year, so it would come here in 2 years. But yeah, the NHL, they never well, I shouldn't say they never have to coax guys into going, because if you don't go, you then have to miss the game, I believe, after the All-Star game if you decide not to go.
Oh, really?
So there's actually a punishment. Yeah, and I think I think Ovechkin a couple of years ago didn't go. And he missed the next Capitals game. So they put that in place to kind of make guys go. But most of the hockey guys, they love going. And like you said, Hawk, it's that night before where they're doing all the stuff. They love it. They love being on the ice, watching guys, you know, fastest skater and the hardest shot and all that stuff. So,
did you watch Coming to America 2 this weekend?
I did. Yes, I did.
You did? Okay. Now,
yes.
Without spoilers, no spoilers here for people that haven't watched it yet, what do you give it, and what were your thoughts?
Well, I'm just going to give one little spoiler, okay? In the original, the arranged marriage, the wife still barks like a dog, okay? That's the only thing I'll say.
Now, why would you give it away? Why would you give it away?
Because it's a small part of... A small part of the movie. I don't know.
But I just said no spoilers. Why would you give that away?
Same way the NBA guys don't go to the All-Star game. I mean, rules aren't rules. You know, whatever. Do what you want.
I don't understand. I just don't understand why you felt the need to give that away.
Yeah, I don't know either.
all the characters. Goldie, tell them all the characters.
No spoilers.
Yeah. I'm going to give it, just because of the nostalgia, you know, and, you know, all of the same characters, you know, were back, you know, as everybody knows in the movie. So it's just nostalgic, because some of the greatest scenes, I think, in movie history were in the original Coming to America. So overall, the movie was not great, but because of the nostalgia from the original, I'm going to give it a 7.
Out of 100?
How's that?
Out of 100?
Out of 10. And by the way, I'm an easy audience, just so you know. It doesn't take much to entertain
me.
I'm
100% with you. I'm 100% with you. If you're comparing it to the original, shame on you. The nostalgia factor was great.
Yeah.
You
enjoyed my analysis then.
Like I said, I'm not trying to spoil it, but I think they try to do a little too much, where you should just let people be themselves. They tried to add a little too much in there. That's why I think it didn't meet the standard of number one.
I didn't think it was as good. Like I said, I'm stretching to giving it a 7 only because we got scenes and characters.
You smiled. You smiled during the whole thing, right? You smiled during the whole thing.
We had one barbershop
smiled during
scene.
Part of it.
One barbershop scene. That should have been
half
of the movie.
You're giving it
away.
I didn't want to say that.
You just said don't give anything away, and then you guys mentioned at the barbershop.
Well, you gave away a key plot point.
That was not a key plot point. That was a very small portion of it.
I beg to differ.
She appeared once.
And I bet that fine actress, she appeared twice.
I thought it was once. Man. I don't recall.
I believe she appeared twice. All right. I can't.
Yeah,
I obviously
by the way,
cannot
Crowder,
talk
you
movies
can't,
with
but you can't,
he's not good at this.
But you can't do too much. By the way, you totally... You know, it messes it up if you do too much of the guys in the barbershop, because then it becomes old. The fact that it's a small snippet is what makes it so good, I think.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. You have to show some sort of governor there for, hey, this was like the final scene to me was perfect. Perfect. I left there. I was smiling and dancing. I had the time of my life. All right. Steve Goldstein, play-by-play man for the Florida Panthers on Fox Sports Florida. So they lost to the Hurricanes yesterday. Solana mentioned it at the beginning of the show. They just can't seem to beat the Hurricanes. But do you just chalk that up to, hey, Carolina's probably just a better team than they are right now. They've won, what'd they win, 5-6 in a row? Like, they're a very good hockey team.
Yeah, you know, look, the first three games went to overtime. You know, Carolina won two of them. The Panthers won one. you know, yesterday Carolina did play better. The Panthers didn't have their usual energy and, you know, all that. And they got out goaltended. I mean, there's a few of those shots Chris Kreider's got to stop. When you're playing by the Carolina, the top five team, they're a Stanley Cup contender. So, you know, there's a few different things that factored in yesterday. In the other three games, the Panthers also came from behind on Carolina. You know, they talked about that going into the third period when it was a one goal game. So I think it's one of those things where, yeah, I mean, look, their D is terrific. I mean, Carolina might have the best defense in the league. Those guys are very active offensively. They're a very tough team to play against. You know, like I said, the Panthers were tied for second going into yesterday in the entire NHL. Carolina was tied for fourth. So they're an excellent team. They'll still play four more times. And the interesting thing is, you know, there's a chance that the Panthers and Hurricanes, and a decent chance, by the way, that they'll play in the first round of the playoffs because it's all in the division.
And, Goldie, you talked about them coming back late, you know, against Carolina. But just, you know, against most teams this year, they start out slow and they finish strong. Is that a flaw? Like, is that something being talked about? Or are they just teams, you know, year in and year out in NHL that start slow and finish strong?
You know, Channing, I think there was such a concerted effort this year because of all the previous years of giving up just tons of goals. I think there's been such a concerted effort to be a simpler team, a harder team to play against, and a more responsible defensive team. And I think they carry that into games. So while they fall behind, you know, they don't fall behind 3-4-0. Like they're down a goal, maybe two goals, and then they push and they're able to get it right back. So I think in the evolution of this team, I think we'll start to see them score first more often. But in my personal opinion, that's what I see. Like early in games, it's not like the past where they're not ready to play and they're giving up 2-on-1s and 3-on-1s and giving up goals. I think they're focused so much on being a smart, disciplined, defensive team early in the game that maybe, perhaps, it comes at the expense of the offense sometimes. And then when they fall behind, maybe you get a little bit riskier, you're pushing a little bit more. And we know, once they get that going, they're a really hard team to beat. The other thing is that they're very confident. I mean, they give up the first goal of a game, it doesn't even faze them. They don't change the way they play at all.
That's the fun part of watching this team. We talked with Frank Vetrano last week, and I said it might not be fun for players out there on the ice, but for fans watching, I don't mind when they go down because you know that they're going to come back. They don't change their game. I like it. You got to mention, too, Goldie is with us. You can watch him tomorrow, Fox Sports Florida, when the Panthers play the Blue Jackets. We got to mention, too, Noah Lachari, right? Hat trick on Saturday. All that guy does is put up hat tricks.
Joel Quenneville said he either scores none or three. It's amazing. Guy's got three hat tricks now. Since December of 19, of course, we had a long pause, obviously. He didn't play a lot of hockey, you know, late last year. But since December of 19, David Pastrnak, who's like a 40-goal guy for the Bruins, a great goal scorer, has four hat tricks. He leads the league. Achari and Alex Ovechkin have three. It's really remarkable that he's able to do this. Yeah.
It's really amazing. Who's going to be in goal for the Panthers tomorrow?
Oh, without a doubt, I think it's Sergei Bobrovsky. You know, look, we've talked about this goalie thing, and that's why early in the year we were saying, oh, you know, who's number one? Do we have a controversy? You know, not really. Drieger was hot. Bobrovsky wasn't playing great. Of course, you're going to go with the guy that's hot. Now that is flipped. Bobrovsky is playing pretty well. Drieger, you know, has struggled a little bit in a couple of days. I mean, not bad, you know, but like yesterday. He wasn't bad, but he probably should have had, you know, two of those four goals, and then it's a whole different game if he makes those saves. So I'm thinking it's Bob tomorrow, and to be honest with you, Hawk, I think there's a chance here if Bobrovsky can, you know, get even better. You know, he's allowed two goals a game, I think, the last few games, which is excellent. If he does that or even better, I got a funny feeling it just might be his net now until he loses a game because they play every other game. So if they win tonight, I fully expect them in on Thursday. And if they win Thursday, I'm expecting them Saturday night at home against Chicago.
There you go. Steve Goldstein. He is the consummate broadcast professional, which is why you see him on Fox Sports Florida and CBS4, and why Mike Cugno tweeted out they did an interview with you on CBS4. You had the earbuds, AirPods, Alexa, Google Alexa Home in your ears, whatever you had in your ears. You seem to be wearing them in an odd fashion, but they fell out during the interview with Mike Cugno, and like a broadcast professional, you just forged ahead with the interview.
Well, you know, we're told very early on, as you guys know, two things in broadcasting, especially when we do sports, and show up and just keep talking. Whatever happens, just keep talking. So, you know, the AirPods, they're the Apple AirPods, and one of them, okay, doesn't really fit well in my ear. It's almost like it's something in my ear. It's not the AirPod. So it kind of always gets loose when it's in there. Like, I can't, like, take a walk with them in my ear because it will fall out. So I switched them and put them where, like, the little part that sticks out at the bottom, like, it sticks, like, out away from me instead of straight down. And that seems
right.
to wedge
that's,
them
you were
in my
wearing
ears
them in an
well.
Odd fashion. It's very noticeable that you're wearing them in a way that it's not meant to be worn.
Well, I mean, however they're meant, I thought I had them wedged in there pretty good. Obviously, I was wrong because each one, at a different time during the hit, fell out of my ear. Yeah. So.
But
I don't know what
as a broadcast professional, he did his thing, man. He did his thing. Steve Goldstein, you'll see him tomorrow on Fox Sports Florida. And again, for those of you interested in streaming Coming to America on Amazon, Goldie gives it 7 out of 100. So
wait, hang on. 7 out of 10. But what did you guys give it?
So I would give it 7 out of 10.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm with that.
Six.
Crowder, same. 7 out of 10.
Six.
But for me, there's more nostalgia. I'm older than you, Crowder. Like, although I will tell you this, my wife and I watched the original Coming to America on Friday night, and then we watched mm-hmm. the sequel on Saturday. So it was really fresh in our memory. So to watch all the callbacks, like, it was, I just thought it was well done. The story is terrible. It's terrible. Yes. I'm not going to, I mean, the story itself is terrible.
You had 30 years. You had 30 years to come up
no,
with the story.
But you didn't need a good new story. You just needed to bring all the characters back, which is what they did. That's all you wanted to see. The story was secondary. It was like a
right.
bunch of SNL skits, right? And that's all you wanted. I could have done without Leslie Jones. I didn't think she didn't add anything to the movie to me, but I thought Wesley Snipes was excellent.
Yeah.
No, I like Leslie Jones in general. I think she's really funny. So I enjoyed her being in the movie. I agree with you 100%. The storyline didn't really matter. You just had the characters and the same funny interactions that you had before. And that was enough for me, but the story was pretty
right.
bad. Yeah, that's why I only gave it a 7.
Right.
Otherwise, it would have been a 9 or a 10.
Right. It's like, oh, you haven't had your mom's meatloaf in 30 years. She makes you the meatloaf, but then you start going, well, I didn't really enjoy the plate or the dinner rolls. And it's like, no. You just wanted the meatloaf again. Like, you got the meatloaf.
I got you.
And that's what you got with Coming to America. You got the meatloaf. The plate,
yeah.
the there was no tablecloth. So what? You know, you got the meatloaf.
Yeah. I mean, it's
you
actually
got the what?
A decent analogy.
What?
I got to give it to
I'm
you.
I'm sorry. What's that?
Halfway
good
easy.
Analogy? Yeah, thank you.
Not bad. Yeah, I can understand.
Every
it.
Now,
yeah,
well,
yeah.
You know what they teach at broadcast school, Goldie? Just keep talking.
That's it. Hey, show up and keep talking.
Goldie, when's the last time you ate meatloaf, Goldie? Meat damn loaf.
Oh, man. You know what? I think about a couple of months ago. Where was I?
Yeah, meatloaf
I
is
good.
I got
the pre-made. The already
regularly?
Cooked. The already made meatloaf at Whole Foods. I was at Whole Foods, and they have meatloaf there on the pre-cooked stuff where it's already made, and I got a piece of meatloaf and heated it up, and it was really good.
Yeah, who doesn't enjoy a little piece of meatloaf every now and then? You know, like meatloaf Crowder?
I haven't eaten meatloaf since high school. What am I going to eat a meatloaf for?
Oh, I mean, Boston Market makes a good meatloaf. At least they – in all fairness, I don't think I've had it in 10 or 15 years. So I don't know why I'm arguing vehemently for it, other than the fact that I like to argue. But Boston Market used to have a very good meatloaf.
Hey, if Crowder said the meatloaf's great, I had it yesterday, you'd rip him. If he says, what the hell are you eating meatloaf for? I haven't had it since high school, you'll rip him. Poor guy can't win.
Yeah, no. I know. Welcome. I feel a little disingenuous, but I do think meatloaf is an excellent food. I don't know why anyone would be angry towards meatloaf. And I'm telling you, Boston Market used to make a great meatloaf. I don't know if they do any longer, but I'm putting it on my circle back list. I'm going to circle back to Boston Market.
Got it.
Thank you, Solana. It keeps my list, Goldie. Yeah, got to get someone to keep
it. It must be.
All right. There
you go.
Steve
Goldstein. A long, convoluted
list. Watch him tomorrow on Fox Sports. All right, go ahead. Read Goldie what our circle back list is on this show. Every now and then we decide to circle back to something. Solana's been keeping the list. What is the circle back list?
Do all cows produce milk or just female cows?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you know that, Goldie? Do all
I have no idea, and I've never even thought about it, but I'd say it's all cows. It's not even a debate.
Right. That's what I said. We learned from Crowder that cows are only female. The male is a steer.
Steers and bulls. Goldie, do you produce milk?
Listen,
that's a good point,
this is
right?
Where
that's right, because when they're males, they're steer. That's right.
Right, right. This is where Goldie and I claim Jewishness, and we just weren't around a farm. It's just the
way I'm a Jewish guy from Brooklyn. What do you want me to know about cows? Besides, let me get a half a pound and put some garlic powder on it and cook it.
He's waiting for the milkman to deliver the milk in a glass bottle. All right, what else is on the circle back list, Solana?
All right.
Goldie, are there any Indians in the band Neon Indian?
I've never heard of that band, so I don't know.
Neither have we, so that's really a Solana circle. Can we take that off the circle back list? I don't think anyone's interested in that. Yeah.
Is Angel,
anything else on the circle back list?
Yeah, is angel hair pasta shorter than spaghetti?
Is angel hair pasta shorter?
No, yeah. I think it's thinner is what it is. Mm-hmm.
Correct, right. And it's the width that matters.
Huh? Right.
He agreed.
Anything else
on the circle back list?
Kobe Fleener.
Again?
That's it. This Kobe Fleener.
That's it? That's all? Right. Kobe Fleener? That's it?
Yeah, we'll circle back just to Kobe
all
Fleener,
right.
Goldie.
All right. You have any thoughts on Kobe Fleener?
A great name. That's about it.
He was a tight end. You remember him? Remember him? No?
I remember him, yeah. I remember the name, yeah. I remember the guy,
Anything else?
You guys are nuts,
on the circle
let me
back
tell
list?
Oh, we can keep going. This one's my personal favorite. If Chris Whittingham learns to like grilled cheese, will he have more sex?
What? I must have been gone that day. So what is this? If grilled cheese is an aphrodisiac?
That's what I have written down, and I believe you were here that day. If Chris Whittingham learned to like grilled cheese, will he have more sex?
Huh.
Man, a little more laid back.
Cheese is not an aphrodisiac.
A little more
laid back, a little more accepting to people, you know, maybe a little more action.
I don't know. I think that one needs more context, Solana. Sometimes when you write down these circle backs, make sure you add some context so we know exactly what we were talking about. Anything else on the circle back list?
Did fire-breathing dragons exist?
Yeah. Were there ever fire-breathing dragons? Did they?
Were there ever?
Yeah. Like dinosaurs.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with no, but I would not be shocked if you come up with some proof that there was. How's that?
All right. Well, we're going to circle back on that one anyway. So
how?
Well, you got to circle back thousands of years, so good luck.
Yeah. No, we'll circle back. Was there anything else, Solana?
Yeah, I mean, we have plenty of these, Goldie.
Meatloaf, Boston Market. All right. Steve Goldstein, watch him tomorrow on Fox Sports Florida. See you, Goldie.
Oh, hang on. Ma, the meatloaf. All right, see you guys.
Excellent line. Well done. There you go, Steve Goldstein. All right, let's take a break, and we'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Hey, I'm going to go get some corn nuts.
Some what?
Hawk and Crowder.
You know what other movie I watched this weekend? I have railed on grown-ups for 10 years since it came out, 10 or 11 years ago, that it was one of the worst movies I've ever seen. I watched it again this weekend because it just happened to be on TV. I think I may have been wrong in my assessment. I don't think it's that bad a movie. It was actually kind of funny.
It's not at all. Two is terrible. But one?
It was kind of cute.
Yeah, one's decent. Yeah, no, we've argued this before. I'm glad you came around to the bright side.
So, what do you think? Do you think I'm getting dumber? That was That was my take. You said, of course, the bright side. You didn't know where I was headed with that. Is it possible that I'm getting dumber as I get older? That I don't need I don't need to be significantly entertained anymore. I enjoyed Coming to America, the sequel, and now I've decided that Grown Ups is actually a pretty funny movie. Maybe I'm just getting dumber.
I know you brought up age, so I'm going to use it. I think you're just getting older where you appreciate right. things more.
No, I don't think it's dumber. Appreciate. It's I don't care as much. I don't appreciate Grown Ups, but I think I was angry at how dumb it was when I was younger. And now I'm like, that's kind of funny. It was funny enough. Who needs really funny? You just need a little bit of funny.
You think like when you like your grandparents or your older aunts and uncles, when they sit on the back porch and just listen to the birds chirp, they did that at 25.
Right.
They didn't do that at 25.
That wasn't entertaining, but now it's the time of their life. Oh, yeah. Look at the birds chirping. Yeah. Yeah, I think as you get older, you just get a little bit dumber and simpler, and you don't care as much anymore.
Appreciative of the small things.
No, I don't appreciate grown-ups. I absolutely don't appreciate it. I'm just telling you, it's not as bad as I thought it was. Did you like that movie, Solana? Have you seen that?
Yeah, I've seen Grown Ups a bunch of times. I love Grown Ups.
Yeah, so I'm dumber.
You know what? Actually, with Solana's assessment, I think I'm with you now.
What I didn't assess the movie. I just said I like the movie. It's a good
you
movie.
Watched, you love the movie. You've seen it a bunch of times.
I see a little bit of myself in Adam Sandler when he's shooting some hoops, hitting those bank shots. Like, that's a great movie.
Now you just called it a great movie.
It's a phenomenal movie. It really is. It's one of the best
phenomenal movie. Now it's a phenomenal movie.
Yeah, right. Hawk, you're getting dumber.
I just want everyone to know that as you get older, things that you were once intractable on, I think that you become a little more willing to concede. I think for 10 years, I had the wrong opinion on Grown Ups. It actually was. It really like it wasn't like I was just tolerating it. It was funny. It was cute. I don't know why I hated it so much. Maybe I was going through a time in my life I wasn't happy.
Well, I can't get into that because 10 years ago, I don't know where you were, but
right. No, I may not have been happy. I may not have been happy professionally. Who knows? And so now that I like everything about my life, and so maybe it just hit different. I don't know. Anywho,
you know what? That's a deep conversation there, because I've had a conversation with somebody this weekend speaking about listening to people off like, critics on social media. And I told them, I said, you're listening to, John 7496. He could have a miserable life and he wants to put his misery on other people.
That's right. You're 100% right.
Yeah. Why the hell would you listen to him? He has his own problems. Yeah,
it's like the people that text us, they go, oh, all there is laughing on that show. You know, and you go, oh, well, it sounds like your life is terrible. If you're annoyed by other people laughing, it sounds like your life is terrible. Why would I give you any credence in my day?
Boom. You're a happy man. You're happier now than you were 10 years ago. I guarantee it.
That is true. All right, 3 o'clock hour, we are going to talk with Adam Beasley from the Miami Herald. We'll get the latest headlines from Alejandro Solana. I want to talk about Dustin Feely Group here. Maybe you've outgrown your current home, you're looking to buy or sell right now, or you're looking for a new commercial property for your business. I've got the solution for you. Call my friend Dustin Feely and his team at the Dustin Feely Group. You know, when you hire a real estate agent, you need an expert that's going to handle the staging of the property and marketing it and line up a title company and help you find the right mortgage, so much more. The Dustin Feely Group will help you make your buying or selling experience a pleasurable one. No one sells a home faster. And they've got that world-famous buyer satisfaction guarantee. You buy a home with the Dustin Feely Group. If you need to move within 24 months, they're going to buy it back or sell your home at no charge. And they've got special programs for renters, so he can help you reach that dream of home ownership. So you stop throwing your money away every month on rent. You start building up equity in your very own home. They handle properties in all counties, so it doesn't matter where you live now or where you want to move to. His team will help you find the right property for you and your family. They'll go the extra mile to make it a reality. So call 855-520-HOME. That's 855-520-HOME. And a reminder, don't forget to listen to the Dustin Feely Real Estate Show every Saturday morning, 7 a.m. on 790 The Ticket. And then it gets replayed on Sundays at 9 a.m. You'll find out everything you need to know to make that buying or selling experience a pleasurable one. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram as well at Dustin Feely Group. All right, 3 o'clock hour next on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Sorry that Grandma and Grandpa have to stay home with their spurtles and can't watch little Johnny play football.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.